You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
Hour number two. Roto Experts live on your television alongside Fantasy Executive Corey Parson and Wall Street Behind Modica. I am Greg Sussman. Gentlemen, what's poppin', Corey?
Good morning. Super Bowl week. Out there in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's freezing cold. I hope everybody stays safe out there. Hypothermia is real.
I didn't see what happened last night, but I guess the Viking fans were not being too kind to the Eagles.
Good for them.
Good.
I saw Andy Saxton tweeting out some stuff.
Nice. Nice.
Good for Vikings fans.
Nice job, Andy Saxton.
Don't let those people come to your city and bully you.
Man, we were just one game away from that home. That would have been amazing.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
That would have been really cool.
Not really.
Why?
You wanted to see hate the Eagles.
Why would I do hate
been,
the Eagles.
Why wouldn't that have not been cool?
I don't want to see the home team play in the Super Bowl.
That would be awesome.
It never happened
We've
before.
Never seen on, it before.
One time.
Not for that.
Did you watch NFL opening night?
It was on.
It was on in the background.
Yeah, it was on. I was back and forth with it. It was on. Yeah, it's nothing spectacular. I like the old media day better. The Tuesday media.
Tuesday media, why?
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel better about that. That in the daytime when I'm, you know, wherever I'm doing around the crib, whatever. Last night it was so much going on. It interfered with my drinking.
It seems like the perfect thing to have out drinking.
No, because you got to watch a little bit and then sip and then watch and sip.
Isn't that how you watch anything while you drink?
I was on the computer last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Gunburn should have had a little gin and juice playing in the background for
that. Would have been nice. That would have been nice. So I was it was interesting. I was on the computer last night a lot, so it was on. My mom's came through, so she was sniffing around.
That's what defeated your dream.
This seems like the real interference in your dream.
Yes, it did. It did. Yeah. God, goodness. So it's nice to see her though. She brought some groceries.
That's right.
Nice. Yeah. That's what's great about moms.
I am glad that it doesn't matter what age you are, your parents will still buy you groceries.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I go to my mom's, she gets rolled every time. Yeah. I go out there, I'm taking toilet paper, food.
Oh, wow. So I don't feel bad about myself now.
No matter how old you are.
Oh, that's great.
Stay with you, fam.
I grab some chicken sometimes, just throw that in there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No doubt. So
that's awesome. You guys are making me feel great.
And then I didn't like the tour they had hosting the joint, the opening night. I wasn't really a big fan.
Did you watch it?
No, I did not.
JB Smoove was on there, though.
I saw JB Smoove was there. I got to be honest with you, I didn't even remember it was on.
So there's no media day today?
No, it was last night.
Really? I mean, honestly, I really didn't care about the media day. It was maybe something for me like a decade or so ago.
Yeah.
I hate the 2 weeks. Let's play.
Sure. Yeah, no, it didn't even cross my mind until you put it on.
You know what? I think the last time it was only 1 week before the Super Bowl was the Super Bowl was in Minneapolis.
I remember the Bills played with the 1 week.
That's when the Bills lost to Washington. That game was in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis? Is that where we're going now?
Minnesota. What's it?
Minneapolis.
I don't know how to say all of these fancy words.
Fancy words like Minneapolis, Minnesota. We'll take a break. We'll be back. More Roto Experts coming your way right after this.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Drew Sierra points out on Twitter, last Super Bowl to have just one, you know, no week in between. Bucks and Raiders.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Bucks and Raiders. Last night, John Gruden won a Super Bowl. Only time John Gruden won a Super Bowl. The Bucks.
John Gruden. I remember watching that game.
It was the last Super Bowl to occur in the month of January.
He beat the Silver and Black, and he's back.
Beat him down, too.
$100 million.
Punished him.
Do you think he has no trade clause, though?
Nope. Can't trade. He's been traded before. You're right.
He's been traded before.
Yeah, right. He has been traded.
That's crazy.
I wonder how he felt about that.
It felt, probably feel good. He won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true.
Nice. Traded, you know, got traded. Oakland with the Florida.
He got to beat his old team.
Yeah, things are great, probably.
Giuliano.
Top story of the morning. Top story of the morning, Blake Griffin, now a member of the Detroit Pistons. Blake Griffin, Willie Reed, and Bryce Johnson go to Detroit for Tobias Harris, Avery Bradley, Bowman, first rounder, and a second rounder.
Yeah, the Pistons are like, if we can get to 500, we'd be all right.
I do like saying Bowman.
I wonder if we'll get an opportunity to play. So,
who?
Bowman.
Oh, okay. You talking about with the clip joint?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You like his game.
Bowman, he's like a top 75 player when he gets minutes, like in fantasy. That's how good he is.
Mm-hmm.
But he never gets minutes.
Where's he from?
He's from wherever Milos Teodosic is from.
Okay,
he's from the same place. Czech, maybe? Bowman is from Serbia.
Okay, so cool. They got ball players out there.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
They do indeed.
That's not where LeVar and them's at.
No, they're in Lithuania.
Lithuania, okay.
I feel like you knew that.
He did.
feel like you knew.
Sorry.
That. Yeah. That wasn't the only NBA story from last night. Tyree Evans left this game early last night with a bit of a wrist injury. He was in the locker room after the game, but they had to foul. Did the Grizzlies in order to make sure Evans could get off the court. So we'll have to see on Tyreek Evans. Having a nice season, he's missed some time, but Tyreek Evans, you don't like to see him go down.
No, that's obviously not a good thing, but hopefully, and I mean, it all depends on the severity of the injury.
Yeah, absolutely.
If they don't have, let me tell you something. If Tyreek Evans got to miss time, they might as well not play.
You also, it gets even worse. Dylan Brooks also left game last night for the Grizzlies against the Suns with a right knee injury.
Yeah, this is depleted right here. Outside of Evans,
they got nothing.
This is horrific.
They
right?
have nothing.
I don't understand. Like somebody, the commissioner need to step in. And see what the hell is going on. Like, what are y'all? What's the plan here in Memphis? What are y'all trying to do? This is a D League team, a G League team, or whatever you want to call it, whatever they renamed it to now. If I'm Adam Silver, I'm like, listen, let's clean this up because what are we doing with these people's money? You know what I'm saying? This don't make no sense right now.
Yeah,
you got this nice FedEx Forum. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This beautiful city of Memphis 10. Everybody I know in Memphis stand for holler at me. And then you,
I'm not gonna holler at you.
Don't worry about it. I'll tell you in the break.
Perfect.
They were never the same after Rudy Gay left.
Yeah. Well, the grindhouse, the grindhouse era stuff like that. That's long gone now. This right here is a bad basketball team with nobody on it.
The grindhouse era.
Wayne Selden plays for this team. he's on the active roster.
The grindhouse era is over because it couldn't go anywhere.
Well, you got to score. You got to score. You can't win 82-75 in the NBA.
In college
you can't. You're not going to ever hold gold. Even though he did play Golden State very well.
Very well.
One of the tougher teams to play Golden State, but eventually Golden State's going to score over 85, and you can't.
You can't.
Yeah.
You don't have the ability to fire their head coach, obviously, Fizz.
Yeah. People liked him.
I liked him.
Yeah. Well. You don't like Jim Caldwell.
I don't like Jim Caldwell because I look at the Detroit Lions and they have talent and he didn't do anything with it.
All right, we had that was last hour. But I heard a promo with Gabe and what's homie Cam, my man Cam Stewart from Red Heat and Rage. They was talking about they were talking about the Kings. That's right, not Memphis. They were talking about the Kings. The Kings, another team.
I don't know. I don't know how they still have a franchise in Sacramento.
Sacramento's done the same thing over and over for my life ever since Chris Webber left.
Ever since that game against the Lakers, they should have won that game.
Correct.
It was still amazing how they lost that game.
Correct.
The cowbell was a big thing.
Best NBA team to never win a championship.
Yeah, it was pretty sad.
Yeah.
That's what they could have had. They could have had something.
It's actually unbelievable The Kings have been in utter mediocrity for
ever.
Ever. Since Chris Webber. Chris Webber retired a long time ago.
Was it like Kevin Johnson? Didn't he become like the mayor of like
still
Texas?
Is the mayor of Sacramento. Yeah. He had some major allegations against him, right, really? Kevin Johnson? Mm-hmm. I think he did. Some major allegations, right, Corey?
He was a good player.
Really?
Did he not? Did they make that up?
I don't know.
I know he's a politician.
The name of Kevin.
I know he's a politician, but I didn't know.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
What
he got his hand in
sexual misconduct?
Yeah, yeah. You see, you can't do that. Not. Mm-mm.
Time's up.
Keep going, Greg. Just keep going.
I will yes. Do just that. In some positive NBA news, Jabari Parker is going to return to the court on Friday against the New York Knickerbockers.
How many games has he played?
In his career?
In his career, Jabari Parker.
Hold on, please. Jabari Parker, in his career, doesn't tell me how many games. Hold on, please. In his career, Jabari Parker has played a grand total of 152 games.
In 3 years.
In 3 years.
And the NBA played 76 games.
And the NBA has an 82-game season.
Correct. 1 year, he played 76 games.
Okay, so he did have one season.
That's a full season.
Yeah, he's got 25 and a 51.
Yeah, 25 and a 51. Do you know how old he is, though?
Jabari Parker.
Without looking, obviously.
Wow, right. I'm looking.
Oh, and he's small.
I got his page up here on Basketball Reference.
Same.
He's a one-and-done guy. He's one and done, so you figure I'm.
He's from the Brotherhood.
Oh, that's right. He is from the Brotherhood of Duke University. One and done guy, so you figure he could have entered the NBA at 18 years old, but I would say 19. I would say he's 23.
22.
22 years old.
22 years old. Towards two ACLs. He's only 22 years old.
That's crazy, and he has all that injuries on him already.
But he's still young enough to grow as a player and be a very good basketball player.
And when he gets to be 32, he's going to be washed.
Yes.
He might not be able to walk at 32.
But that's 10 years away, though.
Yeah, I feel you, but he got the chance and opportunity to make money. That dude, I don't want to say he's bad luck, you know what I'm saying, that he has bad luck. I think it's probably that it's just not for him.
I think the Bucks just have some bad luck.
Could be that case, too. So, but Jabari Parker, he make his comeback. If he can get, they can get him up to snub by the time the playoffs start.
Can they do damage?
Nah.
I'm root for the Bucks though.
Yeah,
I like these teams that never really win.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna root for the Bucks too. I'm gonna root for the Bucks also. Why not, man? It's not like our team's any good.
Well, my team is good. Speak for yourself.
As we said, that Bucks Knicks game Friday night, we do expect to see the return of Jabari Parker, and it'll be interesting to see how the coach, the new coach there, works Jabari Parker in there. Mm-hmm. It's a Milwaukee Bucks team that has been better as of late, as we said, without Jason Kidd. They've literally won four in a row since they fired Kidd.
Do you think Kidd gets another shot?
That's a really good question.
I
wouldn't fool with Jason Kidd either. I think that his next shot comes in college. I could see a college hiring Jason Kidd. I mean, he's got some stuff and baggage with him also, obviously. I can see a college hiring Jason Kidd.
I don't see Jason Kidd on the recruiting.
Really?
I don't see Jason Kidd.
I can see that.
I can't. Not somebody that played in the NBA. For, you know, Jason Kidd been a star since Jason Kidd was in high school.
Right.
I don't see him going into another high schooler's domain.
But the thing is with Jason Kidd is, you know, in his early 40s now, I don't know what Jason Kidd, what he's going to do. Because I don't
he
know.
He got plenty of money. He'd be all right.
Doesn't Germana have a ton of money? A ton of that money?
She should.
I haven't heard that name in a long time.
She should. The way that thing played out,
she should.
She might have all of it, to be honest with you. And you don't know, see that little big head boy no more either. He should be grown now.
He's DJ, right?
What's his name?
DJ
Kidd?
Big head boy.
That little boy had a big head. Remember, he was a little boy we bring him to the podium. His head was huge.
I know.
What does he do now?
Hold on. He has a Twitter. It's called TJ123.
Hopefully he's grown and I don't get in trouble.
This is not him.
He should be grown. He's over 18 now, hopefully.
This cannot be.
I don't want to be like the Tom Brady dude, get in trouble like that.
Is this him? Maybe this is him. Oh, I think this is him.
Did you see him?
He uses his baby picture.
I remember how he looked.
That's him, right?
Can you slide your computer? Oh, look, he got. Oh, yeah, he's grown. He got. Oh, that's his lady friend. What's his? What, that's his Instagram. What's his Instagram?
The Notorious. There you go. That's him for sure.
That is definitely that's that definitely boy him. Right there.
The he grew into his age. There you go.
The Notorious. What? I'm gonna look him up.
Take a break. It's a good time for a break. We're gonna go over last night in the NBA. Next.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
With you, Roto Experts.
This is from Eddie Murphy joint, right?
Yeah.
What's the name of that movie?
This is Beverly Hills Cop.
Beverly Hills Cop. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna fall for no banana in my tailpipe.
That first one was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That third one was like horrific.
Oh, terrible. Yeah, we gotta stop this after that. That's like the Pistons just trying to stay in the green.
That's all they're trying to do.
Yep. Hey, Axel Foley from Detroit.
Yeah, there you go. Uh-huh.
All they're trying to do. A little breaking news before we get to the NBA stuff. Little breaking news. The Titans have hired an offensive coordinator. Why is that interesting?
They need one.
They did. They did need one. They had three candidates for a head coaching job, if you can remember.
It was Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel.
Who's the black dude?
Steve Wilkes. Who's now the head coach in Arizona.
Arizona coach. Yeah. And then didn't they talk to, who's the third dude?
The third dude was offensive coordinator for the Los Angeles Rams, Matt LaFleur.
Okay.
Who is now their offensive coordinator.
Who I think they should have hired.
Well, they did. As their own offensive coordinator. Matt LaFleur, officially the offensive coordinator now in Tennessee. He leaves Sean McVay. He leaves Jared Goff. And now, he is officially the offensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans. So that means two of their top choices, or probably the top two choices, are now in-house.
Yep, so they got two of their guys. Now you get him to come in here, probably for a nice price to come in there. Obviously, his main job is to work with...
Only job.
Yeah, his only gig is to work with... what's the young man name?
Marcus Mariota.
Something wrong with my brain this morning. To work with Marcus Mariota and get him moving in the right direction. Obviously, they felt like the quarterback took a step back this year, so you bring him in here and get it rolling. And then hopefully he can do something with that stupid running game. You know what I'm saying? With the exotic smash mouth and Henry and Murray. Let's get something set in there, push the offense in the right direction.
It would be a really nice backfield if you have Henry and Jarek McKinnon on that team.
That'd be fantastic. That's a good one. I like that.
Look, I definitely like this. I probably would have made him the head coach. I would have went that route.
Who knows how the interviews went and whatnot.
Yeah. No,
to be fair, they got them both. They got them both in house.
I think this is, look, he had to get paid. He had to get a nice pay raise.
Definitely.
In order to leave all Los Angeles and come here. I think this is definitely what the Titans needed, especially when you have the young quarterback who does have talent. But I agree with Corey. Can he stay healthy? That's always going to be the question. You got Corey Davis, who we've seen some flashes. I will still be on Corey Davis next year. You will not get me off him. I don't care what you say, what you do. And look.
Can't wait to match throwing wide receivers or Sammy Watkins and Corey Davis.
I like this. I definitely like this move. And when they hired Vrabel, this was something that they desperately needed. It was like in Los Angeles last season when McVay got on there and he said, I'm going to get Wade Phillips. So he needed to have that defensive guy there. He got his offensive guy. So I'm very encouraged.
Yeah, it's a big time move for the Rams for the Titans, who, listen, Matt LaFleur over the last 2 years coached up Jared Goff in Los Angeles, coached up Matt Ryan as the quarterback's coach in Atlanta under Kyle Shanahan. So a lot of good connections for Matt LaFleur, a lot of good work for Matt LaFleur. And now he has an opportunity to run the offense entirely by himself in Tennessee. There is no Kyle Shanahan. There is no Sean McVay. There is just him. Everybody else on this staff, Mike Vrabel, a defensive guy. The new defensive coordinator they just hired is Dean Pease. He was the former defensive coordinator for the Ravens that retired 4 weeks ago. He's now out of retirement and the defensive coordinator for the Titans. How did they get Dean Pease to show up in Tennessee? They said, listen, you come along, you can hire your son who's a high school football coach. No problem. So Dean Pease and Matt LaFleur, your coordinators in Tennessee, as the Titans are building their staff, they look to get away from the old tiredness that was Mike Mularkey, that was Terry Robiskie, that was Dick LeBeau.
Yeah, they definitely needed a change, a fresh outlook, something. It got stale. Let's be.
It got stale.
And it was disappointing.
Very quickly.
They did win the 9 games, but they were sitting at that 8. Because I remember, I loved
over-under
that
was 8.
8.5. And I loved it. And I will say one thing. That was a hell of a comeback against the Chiefs. I still don't know how the Chiefs lost that game.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. it's kind of crazy. And now Mike Mularkey is unemployed. Okay, let's go back to the NBA and talk about some of the big games from last night, including Boston and Denver. The Celtics defeated the Nuggets in Denver last night, 111-110, 27-6 from Kyrie Irving, 20 for Jason Tatum, 10-6-4 for Al Horford. For Denver, Nikola Jokic, 24-11-5, 19-7-7 from Will Barton. Trey Lyles off the bench had 20-7, Corey.
Yeah, good to see the C's get back to their winning ways. How'd they do on that trip? Did they only lost? They
still
only
on
lost,
the trip.
Huh?
Still on the trip.
Okay, so they're playing good. They're playing good.
They're back.
Huh?
They're back.
Yeah, they stumbled, but they...
Mm-hmm. Playing good on this swing out here. They could come out there and they get this victory. Tough one right here last night. But you like to see them with the full squad out there playing 37 minutes from Kyrie, putting up those nice numbers. A lot of people ain't on this Tatum kid. And I did not see this from Tatum. He's playing very well. I really didn't think Tatum was going to be this good.
Yeah, no, it seems like the Lakers did him, the LeVar Ball did them a favor.
LeVar Ball did him a favor.
I think Lonzo is better than Tatum.
Well, we'll see.
We will see.
It seems like he's fitting in nicely with the Celtics, though.
Despite losing Dylan Brooks, despite losing Tyreke Evans, the Grizzlies won last night, Corey. 120-109 against the Suns because everybody.
Oh, no wonder.
Suns.
No wonder.
Yeah, I was about to say, man.
Do the Suns have double digit wins? Yeah, they do.
17 of them.
They do have 17 wins.
17 of them. The
Memphis is still tough at home.
The Grizz were led by Tyreke Evans off the bench, who had 27 here for them. Marcus Gasol, 12-10 with a few blocks. Dylan Brooks had 12 before he left. Wayne Seldon.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Wayne Seldon played 31 minutes?
And scored 17 points.
Oh, my God.
who will have more wins this year? Phoenix Suns or the Miami Marlins?
That's a good one right there. Wait a
Probably
minute.
Probably the Marlins, but double the games.
I can't believe Wayne Seldon played 31 minutes of professional basketball last night.
Why do you hate Wayne Seldon?
Wayne Seldon's not that good.
He's a rookie.
Huh?
He's a second-year player, a rookie.
He's a second-year player. He should, but he's been out of school for a little bit now.
Not really?
He's been out of school for at least 2 years now.
Well, that's how it works.
Yeah, but no, I'm saying. But yeah, he
still
didn't play,
23 years
he didn't
old.
Play last year. He played in the G League
sure,
last year.
Sure,
yeah.
He get better.
Yeah. Most NBA rosters are not going to have Wayne Seldon, and they damn sure ain't going to have him playing 31 minutes. Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk, indeed. For the Suns.
Yeah, weird eyes.
24-7 from TJ Warren. 20-8 off the bench here for Josh Jackson. 13 for Jared Dudley. 13 for Tyler Ulis. And 12-8 for Alex Len. Tyson Chandler had a really good game the other night. Didn't play in this one as Greg Monroe got the start and played had 14-6. For the Milwaukee Bucks, just talked about them getting Jabari Parker back on Friday. The Bucks beat Philly last night without the process, 107-95.
Here's my thing with the process. When is he ever going to be able to play? Is he ever going to be able to play, like, back-to-back games?
So he plays some of them.
No, I understand he plays some of them, but, like, at some point, as good as he is and what he can do, he has to be able to play games consistently. He can't be taken off. You know, you can't play two back-to-back, then you can't... I don't know.
I don't necessarily agree with that, Matt.
What are they going to do in the playoff series?
Well, yeah. It's every other day. They'll play them.
Well, that's he's helped out, but the NBA's stretching it out. But I look, if he's going to be eventually a great player, you got to be playing consistently.
Well, I think he does play consistently. So how many games does Joel Embiid have to play for you to feel like, all right, that was a fair amount this season? He's never going to play 82. Never.
Look, he doesn't play 82.
So tell me how that is fair.
I think like 70 games. He should be able to play in a season. I mean, is that really asking too much?
So this year, how many games has Joel Embiid played this year?
He has 37 games he's played.
How many games left do they have?
I've got to look that up.
Sorry. Hold on one second. That seems like a tough question. Well, I apologize.
Fast
I do apologize.
With math.
Hold on. Let's
go. Well, the 24 and 23. So
okay. So
they played 47 games.
So they got 34 games.
34 games left. 34 games left.
And he's played 30, how many
37 he's played, you said.
Okay, 37.
So realistically, what is he? How many?
So he plays 20 of those. That's 57 games. I'm just saying. I love what he did the other night. The whole thing with him and Westbrook. I love that in sport.
Right. I know you do.
But. And I think the guy's phenomenal. But I think at some point, if he's ever going to reach greatness, you can't be playing 50 games or so a season.
But isn't there something to say that, like, we see so many... We just talked about it with Blake Griffin a little while ago. We've seen so many of these big guys break down. He's obviously already had his issues. Isn't there something that you want to be able to extend his length of his career for your team, for your franchise?
No, I'll agree with that. But, I mean, you can't... You can give him a day off once a week, here or there. You can manage and massage it, but I don't think you know. I can't really consider you great if you're only gonna I think at least 68, 70 games. I mean, I'm not saying you got to play the full 82.
He's too young to be missing all of these games.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What's gonna happen as he gets older? It's not gonna get better. I don't think.
Yeah, I don't. It's definitely not gonna get better. It's definitely not gonna get better. But I don't. This is a guy that is unbelievable when he plays.
I don't, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unfortunate, some of the things, but I just want to see more.
No, I get it. I get it. And listen, this is the same conversation we had when Porzingis skipped those games because he was tired, right? And people crushed him. And I was on the same side of Porzingis, too. I'm on the same side of it. Where do you stand on all this?
I like to see young players out there on the field, out there on the court, playing as much as possible. I understand you want a maintenance day here or there to make sure that things go good and smooth, and you also want to have players fresh for a stretch run, which you don't have to worry about that with Porzingis. With that being said, though, I do want to see the young players out there. You make some valid points, Greg, but when you're 22, 23 years old, you should be running up and down the court. You feel what I'm saying?
But you see, guys like Yao Ming have his career ended way too early.
But you see, what are you really going to get? Okay, I feel, but Yao Ming.
Yeah,
seven-footer. That's kind of
he had that.
Well, yeah. When you
look what Shaq was able to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I get it. I understand.
Oh, Shaq. That was impressive. Now,
very
impressive.
He never got enough credit.
Yeah. Man, but them last years, though. Remember when he was with the Celtic?
No.
Oh, my goodness. He was walking off the court. They had to just slide. It's like...
Basically, what we do for you every day. We'll take a break. More NBA on the way after this.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Process last night. Milwaukee beat Philadelphia at home 107-95. Giannis, listen to this game, Core. 31 points, 18 rebounds, 6 assists.
Yeah, this is not fair right here, what this young man's able to do. Mm-hmm. This is like the future of the NBA.
It's the present of the NBA.
Yeah, you're right, the present. But this type of player right here, this kind of do-it-all dominant presence on the wing that can give you a triple-double. This guy can bring the ball up the court. He's very, very talented. Where did he play his college ball at?
In Greece.
We didn't know him. He never got to experience the Jets two times a day.
In
man.
A row.
In a back-to-back. He never got to experience the joys of the NCAA tournament.
No, he did not. We didn't get to enjoy it.
Yeah, do you think it makes him sad?
No.
He probably was getting paid in Greece, right?
Probably so. Now he's going to be paid a lot more. His brother played for the Knicks briefly.
I think they pay better in Greece than Lithuania.
But probably not better in Greece than they do at Kentucky.
No.
Louisville, for sure.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Louisville. That's NBA contract right there.
Middleton, 19-7-6. John Henson at 13-4. But there's rotations now, and it's easy to understand, which is like extremely helpful for
it gets better.
Players.
I wonder why the dude that took over as didn't just pull Jason Kidd aside a couple of months ago. Like, listen, stop doing this. It's like you're going to get fired if you keep doing it. I'm going to be the coach. That's probably why. Yeah, he probably was like, you know, as long as he keep doing this stupid rotation, I'm going to be the coach. So.
Yeah. I will say this, though. In this game, Eric Bledsoe was listed as probable with a sprained ankle. He started and then lasted 3 minutes, and that was it.
Yeah, he lasted 3 minutes. He went out the game. Then we see my guy. Remember, it was the funniest thing in recent NBA memory was a couple years ago when they was calling Matthew Dellavedova the Curry stopper.
That was crazy what LeBron did that year. I'll never, ever forget that. Going to game six with Matthew Dellavedova as your second best player.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
That was, you're
that
right.
That was incredible, dude.
You're right about that, you know. But I remember that series specifically.
Same.
And people were like, oh, look at Dellavedova. He's shutting down Steph Curry. And I'm like, would you stop it? Stop it.
No Kyrie, no Kevin Love, nothing but Dellavedova.
Yeah.
And there you were.
In game six.
In game six. Crazy, man. Crazy. For
a player that is in his 15th season that's getting better.
For Philadelphia. Dario Saric at 19-9. Robert Covington 13-6. 16-6-5. For Ben Simmons. Rashawn Holmes off the bench. He had 13-6. Atlanta at home. This is a shock. Defeated the Minnesota Timberwolves. They have 15 wins on the year. 105-100. The Hawks were led by 22 from Kent Bazemore. 18-11 from Dennis Schroeder. And that was really, yeah, I don't know.
You know what happened, right?
No.
We talk about this all the time.
Letdown game?
Huh?
What happened?
They were out
in Atlanta.
They were out the night before.
You're right. They're out in Atlanta. That's exactly, mm-hmm. That's exactly what this was. Jimmy Butler, who was injured for a while, came back two games in a row. No minutes restrictions, nothing. Just getting the job done, 24-7-3. Jeff Teague in the revenge game.
Oh, yeah, revenge game. For they had 2 points in 35 minutes.
It wasn't a good revenge game.
No, it wasn't. He was out real late. He didn't come
home.
See
me at the club.
He didn't come home until the sun came
Jeff
up.
Jeff Teague was going to the old stomping ground.
Yeah, Jeff Teague figured out where it was at. Oh, my God. He stunk the joint up. He had 10 assists, though.
10 assists. 1 of 12 from the field.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to get the job.
Terrible night right there.
15-13, Carl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins at 18 points, Taj Gibson 17-4. This team was out in the A.
Yeah, they didn't. They went out. They had a good time, and they came into the Phillips Arena and
didn't have a good time.
Did not have a good time. So they got a rebound from this. Throw away the tape game.
Pacers 105, Hornets 96. Indiana led by Victor Oladipo's 25. Miles Turner off the bench in 21 minutes at 22. Domantas Sabonis still got the start and put up a double-double, 11-10 for the Hornets. Kemba led the way with 23. Dwight had 22-11. See what you will, Corey. Dwight Howard is having a phenomenal year.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, too. It's because I'm not a Dwight Howard guy.
Did you read the Dwight article before the season started by Lee Jenkins?
No, I didn't.
It's worth reading.
Really?
Yeah.
What, is it positive or negative? Or the truth?
The truth.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to reading it.
You would really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard is having a good season. I think he's in a place where it's not that much pressure on him to perform at a high level night in and night out.
He's playing 37 minutes.
Yeah, but this is not a team that's looking to go to make a deep playoff run or something like that. Initially, they just, not anymore. They just kind of, you know, mediocrity trying to get through, trying to keep that bottom line green is obviously what you see with that. And this is a better situation for Dwight because you don't have no dominant person in the locker room that's going to be like, get your ass in gear so we can win. He cannot be around that type of player because he's a child.
Kobe,
yeah,
James
I remember
Harden.
Back in the day when he was like the All-Star Weekend with the dunks and the Superman.
Yeah.
It was great. And then money.
This guy
and
right
winning.
Here should be able to dominate in an NBA. This guy right here should be able to, should have been a dominant NBA player for the last decade.
I hate to use the word, but soft.
Yeah.
So going back
at
to this,
7 feet tall.
Going back to this article that I read about him, went to the NBA, didn't drink, nothing with women, anything like that, no drugs or anything. He was a Christian boy, went to a Christian high school, and whatnot.
South Gwinnett, yeah.
You talking about Jake Seale? Yeah.
And he went to the NBA and
got his nose open.
Got everything open.
Yeah.
Got everything.
How many kids he got now? Seven?
Something like that.
Something like seven?
Something like that. And he, you know, ended things very poorly in Orlando. Obviously, he did not work in L.A. with Kobe, and he got the soft
label. They hated him in Houston.
He got hated him in Houston. Then, you know, kind of, if I'm remembering the article correctly, like, isolated his family, isolated everybody, except the people that enabled him. And, you know, his career is not what it should have been. He like, recognizes this.
Yeah, no, he should. I mean, everybody can't be lying. You feel what I'm saying? And everybody has the same thing about this dude. It never goes well. It never works well. You just look at him as a physical specimen. Somebody should be able to stop this dude. And he was easily stopped. You remember the series from a couple years ago? Underneath the basket, him and Steph Curry. Steph Curry grabs the rebound. That doesn't make any sense.
No. Dwight Howard, like I said, having just a tremendous year. You're seeing what you should have seen. Like last night, right? 22-11, 37 minutes from Dwight. On the season,
4 or 5 from the free throw line.
Dwight Howard averaging 16 and 12 and a half.
That's good. See, that's he could be an all star. You know, but nobody wants him around. That's the thing. Nobody wants him around.
No,
he's too much of a clown.
Nobody wants him around. He's played out of a possible 49 games. Dwight Howard has played 49 games. Has not missed a single game all year.
He's in a place where there's no expectations.
I mean, maybe Kemba's sometimes, too, you grow up, you mature,
Well, okay, if you're a contender, do you trade for him?
No.
Nope.
No.
If you're a contender, you want no parts of him.
Like I said, both of you guys, go check out this article. Mm-hmm. It's well worth reading. It's well worth your time. It's very, very interesting insight.
Mm-hmm.
Last game from last night was Dallas and the Heat. Miami defeated Dallas 95-88. Spoelstra is an unbelievable head coach.
No, he's very good. He knows what he's doing.
This team's 8 games over 500 with
nobody.
Nothing.
Yeah.
With nothing. Hassan Whiteside, 25-14. Goran Dragic, he had 13. Chet Richardson, 14. You know. Getting the job done, man. Just getting the job done. For the Mavericks, 20 points from Harry Barnes. Wes Matthews, talked about him yesterday on the show. He had 19 and 7. Dennis Smith Jr. had 14 and 10. While Dirk had 10 points. Okay.
When's Dirk?
You're on. We hear you.
When's Dirk retiring? It's got to be.
I don't know. Signed a new contract in the offseason. Doing his thing.
I mean, he was a great player. But.
Absolutely. Now, you know, not so much. No, not so much. Dallas is one of these teams that need that top draft pick. You know, they got Dennis Smith. They need another one.
Yeah, the Dallas can turn it around quickly because you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. They got people that know what they're doing.
Thanks to the Knicks, right? They got Dennis Smith.
Yeah, and they got people that know what they're doing in Dallas.
Correct. Too. Yeah, exactly. You have people that aren't idiots.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, an owner that's willing to spend money and do whatever it takes. One of the better head coaches in the NBA. In Rick Carlisle.
And they don't have Phil Jackson didn't come here and ruin them.
And they don't have Phil Jackson. So that's good. On the slate tonight in the NBA, a lot of games. There's a lot of games on the slate tonight. 9 games on the NBA slate on a Tuesday, which is a little surprising. Usually it's a slower
night. Normally it's Tuesday or is a slower night.
Not tonight. 9 games on the slate, including Washington, Oklahoma City. I was going to say Kevin Durant, but he doesn't play for that team anymore. Kevin Durant going home. That's not happening.
No, he doesn't play for Oklahoma City no more. Is anybody on that team?
Scotty Brooks facing his old OKC team. Remember, they faced each other last week in OKC. Washington has never won in Oklahoma City.
Won't happen tonight either.
Well, it's because they're playing in Washington, so.
that's good.
Brooklyn and the Knicks. Knicks-Nets tonight from the Garden. Toronto and Minnesota back-to-back. Back-to-back games here tonight for Minnesota and Toronto. They go from Atlanta to Toronto. Probably not enough time to party in the six.
No, they probably touched down a little bit too late. But they probably were still hungover. They was like, okay, I'm going to bed.
Do we think that Blake plays tonight for Detroit?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because they are at home against Cleveland. I bet they would like to have Blake there for that one.
Yeah, they would. They wanted to see if they can get that. How much are tickets for that game?
Tickets right now, you can get tickets for $39.
Oh, $39. I thought it would have been three.
And how about this? This game is now on TNT.
Oh, the game has been broadcast now.
The game is on. I don't know if it was always broadcast.
Oh, I can see this game always being broadcast, though. Cleveland and Detroit, yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's interesting.
Well, it seems like the Knicks and Nets, this but is nobody wants to see that.
This is something you have to pay attention to for DFS purposes, because if Blake Griffin's not playing, none of these guys are playing. It opens up a ton of minutes for some of these other players.
Lineup lock.
Lineup lock live, 6 p.m. Eastern tonight.
And also a blowout.
And a blowout. Man, Ish Smith. Get that guy potentially in your lineup.
Oh, look at this. The Golden State's at Utah. What's the spread on that?
I don't know. I don't have that.
Utah will cover.
Okay. Why do you say that?
Utah always covers Golden State.
Orlando in Houston, Sacramento in New Orleans, Denver in San Antonio, Golden State in Utah, Portland in L.A. Those are your scores. Same thing with the Clippers. Got to make sure those guys that they just acquired are available to play. Before you set your lineup, make sure you listen to Lineup Lock Live with Tony and Dane. They'll have you covered.
Denver
tonight.
San Antonio.
Warriors are an 8.5-point favorite. 8.5-point favorite in Utah.
I would want that over 10, but Utah cover.
Okay. All right. Taking a break. We'll wrap up our NBA hour right after this.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Yes, Corey.
This is Paula Abdul.
Yes.
This is from the Scotty Love era.
Yeah, Scotty Love.
This is the Scotty Love era right here. This is the original Kango Scott when he was partying out in Long Island. You know what I'm saying?
Long Island, huh?
Yeah, that's where Scott used to party at.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Used to go out there and party.
Where the party at?
Yep, so that's original Kango Scott. That's Scotty Love era right there. Shout out to Paula Abdul. Shout out to Scotty Love.
Yes, definitely shout out to the King.
Well, that's my favorite version of Scotty Love.
Oh, this day shift, Scott.
Oh, too. That's a lot of fun.
that's like secret, Scott.
Yeah, that's Scott.
That's a secret you guys talk about on the radio every day.
Yeah, but we need to get like one of those GoPro cams.
You grow a GoPro for day shift, Scott.
I don't know if I want to be in the establishment, but I want to see what's going on.
You want to be like here.
Yeah, watching.
Watching. Like a monitor right there is like the idea here. Alright. As we said, I want to just wrap up this NBA hour here and see if your opinions have changed on Blake Griffin, but what's next? Like, what's next for the Clippers? Is DeAndre Jordan gone? Is Lou Williams gone? Is everybody gone?
I think it's crash and burn, and I think you could possibly see Doc out in the offseason.
Okay. As head coach, as general manager, as both?
As both. There's no reason to keep
him there. I'm hiding the wall for Doc to be gone. And like Lou Williams, I mean, for the time being that he's going to be there, you have to assume he's going to be the guy you want to own pretty much every night. I mean, look what he's been able to do already now that they're making this move. But who should trade for Lou Williams is my question.
Who should trade for Lou Williams? That's an interesting question.
You got to be careful because you don't know which Lou Williams you're going to get.
Yeah, but I think you got to take a shot.
I think Lou Williams has matured.
Yeah,
Lou Williams has matured. I think he was awesome as a bench player with the Lakers before getting traded to Houston last year. He's good benefit to Houston off the bench last year. I have no issue with Lou Williams whatsoever.
Maybe the Pistons. should.
Dumbers, you said the Wizards. Why do you think the Wizards?
I did say the Wizards. Just the bench just doesn't seem to
never is
mesh with the starters.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing they miss. I had them winning the Eastern Conference this year, and watching them all year, their bench is just horrible. And Lou Williams is one of the best, if not the best, bench player. So.
You got to think the Heat would be interested. The Heat
sure.
is interesting locale. But then again, you
want him in Miami.
Then he might have two girlfriends again. You feel what I'm saying? He might go back to that Lou Williams. That Lou Williams is like Dayshif Scott. So you want this Lou Williams that you have now. You want reserve Lou Williams. Maybe the Pelicans.
Yeah. I guess this all makes plenty of sense. plenty of stuff.
They need something right now. They're gonna, you know.
They do. They do. Damn, man.
Shout out to Lou Williams.
Shout out to Lou Williams.
Don't do that. You can't do that no more. It was cool to say that was cool a couple years ago. Now that's wrong, Lou. I'm glad he's got his act together. Time's up, Lou. That was Don Burns. I need my job.
When Don Burns speaks, people listen. He's like the EF Hutt.
Oh, man. But nah, Lou Williams will probably be next. And then DeAndre Jordan. DeAndre Jordan, you got to figure Cleveland is going to be the destination.
Theoretically, yes.
But
I don't know what they're going to give up.
It doesn't help. Yeah, that's true. It doesn't help Cleveland, though.
It does help Cleveland. That's not true. It doesn't not help Cleveland. It does.
Okay, can they beat Boston with DeAndre Jordan?
He has a much better shot.
They can't beat Golden State.
Oh, no one can beat Golden State.
Houston can.
I don't think they can.
I think Houston can.
You think that you think they will?
I don't think they will.
No, okay.
Well, put it like this. You never know with I'll be honest with you, with the Dubs, you never know with their attitudes.
Like Steve Kerr is going to outcoach Mike D'Antoni every which way.
Huh? But it's not that. You got to look at Golden State. This thing with the referees in Golden State, this could rear its head in the playoffs. I'm telling you. It could. It could rear its head in the playoffs.
They'll be fine. As long as Steve Kerr is out there, they'll be fine. All right.
Kerr Pop 2020.
What did LeVar Ball say? He's the Milli
Vanilli. It's not newsworthy, Matt. It's not newsworthy.
We're done with this. We'll come back. I got a lot of headlines to talk about. Some baseball too in hour number 3. Stick around. More coming your way right after this.